Okay, we're getting Daf, Gimel, and Erevin. We're about 16, 17 lines in. First word of the line is Simon Abalma. So maybe 17, 18 lines, about a third down. So we're going to now have we're going to do something very unusual. We're going to say the following. So we mentioned the idea that we have machlokas over here about the height of a mavoi. And also, we know in Hilchas Sukkah, there's a machlokas about how high a sukkah could be. Now, the Gemara is going to sort of jump right into that Gemara and basically explain the following. In the Gemara in Sukkah, the base of Sukkah, there's a three-way machlokas exactly why a sukkah can't be more than 20 amas high. One reason is because it has to be diras arai, has to be temporary, and if you make it too high, it's going to be strong, it's going to be permanent. Another answer is going to be because we have to make sure the shade comes from the schach, not from the walls. If the walls are too high, the shade will come from the walls. And there's a third answer that you need to see the schach. You need to see the schach. So the Gemara is really going to like jump right into that whole discussion, which is a little bit unusual. It makes one of the things about Erevin hard. Sometimes you just switch gears. So let's do this Gemara like this. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who said again, he said that really our din of the Mavoi we ended yesterday. Again, it's going back yesterday. Rav said we learned all the halachas of Mavoi from the Heichal, from the opening in the by the Beis HaMikdash. Whether, you know, 20 and 10, 20 high, 10 wide, doesn't matter. You know, that's it. That's what a doorway is. You can never get bigger. It can never be higher, even if you have these simanim, you have these signs, even you have all these other things, these doorposts. No. But Nachum Yitzchak says, no, the whole point of the Mavo is to have a heker so you could recognize where you're walking and recognize where the Mavo stops. Therefore, if you have something hanging, like a clown or something hanging from the top, it could be a little bit higher. If you have a tzuris pez, it could be a little bit wider. So that's what we're jumping into right now. Nachum Bar Yitzchak. If Rav Nachman doesn't hold of Rabba, now Rabba, this is in Masechta Sukkah, so we're sort of like jumping right into Masechta Sukkah. If Rav Nachman doesn't hold of Rabba, now Rabba was the opinion who said that the whole point of Sukkah is to see the Schach. So if he doesn't hold of Rabba, that makes sense. What makes sense? So just hold on, okay? El isvili had a rabba. If he holds a rabba, I'm a rabba. The cost of the man yidu dar seichem keep a sukkah so shafti. Keep a sukkah so shafti. The whole point of the sukkah is to know you're sitting there and add estrim amma until 20 amas high. Adam yodei shadar basukkah. Until 20 amas high, a person knows you're in the sukkah. They see the sukkah. Lamalam estrim amma ein adam yodei. A person doesn't know he's under the schach. Mishim blow shalter be'ena. His eyes can't see it. So if Rav Nachman holds like Rabba, the whole point of the sukkah being lower than 20 amos is to see the schach, and now we said also the whole point of a mava being 20 amos is a heker, so you see it as well. Alma gabi sukkah nami behekera pligi. So sukkah also the machlokas is like a heker. After we see the schach, after remembering the schach, just like by mavoi, we have to see where the mavoi ends, see the kura on top. Iblugi b'tarti lomali. Why would they argue, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, in two cases, two Mishnayos, about the same thing, Mavo and Sukkah? So the Gemara is saying the following, meaning, if Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said Sukkah was a different reason, Sukkah was because it can't be the shade, or Sukkah was because it can't be, it has to be diras arai, can't be permanent, can't be strong, that's strong, 20 amos high is like a full structure. So then it makes sense, you have one machlokas in Sukkah about the strength of a Sukkah, the size of a Sukkah, and that's based on the fact, can it be permanent or temporary, or can you have shade from the walls? And another totally separate machlokas in Mavoi about a heker, about seeing the kura on top of you and knowing where to stop. So then that makes sense. So it makes sense, even though it's a little bit counterintuitive. You might think, what do you mean? If you have two Mishnayos, you might think that two Mishnayos probably have the same reasoning behind them. Gemara is actually using the opposite logic. No. If you have two Mishnayos with the exact same logic behind them, it wouldn't make sense to write them as two separate Mishnayos in two different places. So that's what the Gemara is asking. So if Rav Nachman holds like Rabba, that the Sukkah is also sort of like because of a Heker to see the Schach, why would have two Mishnayos talking about the same thing of Heker? Now again, according to Rav, who we said yesterday, the whole machlok is here about what a Pesach is opening. Again, you have machlok is here about opening, you have machlok is there about anything you want. Sukkah doesn't do with opening. But that's what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara says, no, it's Sricha. You still would need both Mishnahs. Iyash mean in Gabay Sukkah, if I only had the Mishnah by Sukkah, Baha Kama Rabbi Yehuda, that's when Rabbi Yehuda would say, it could be more than 20 Yamas. Came to the Yeshiva Avida, you're sitting down, Shalta Be'ena, you're sitting down, your eyes could go up a little bit higher. That's why a sukkah could be higher than 20. You're walking through briskly. If you're walking, you're not walking with your head up. You're walking, looking straight, and you may not see the Korah on top. If it's too high, so you won't be able to see the Korah. You won't know where to stop. And if we only had that mission, the mission over here, here the Rabbanan would say 20 Amas, because you're walking on. Maybe they agree with Rabbi Yehuda by the sukkah where you're sitting is more than 20 Amas. So we need both. So we have two machlokzim. According to Nachman by Yisrak, both revolving seeing something above, either seeing the schach or seeing the korah to know where to stop, but we would still need both cases. Now back to our other discussion. My amlaser, what is this amlaser? Rav Chia, Rav Chama, braid Rav Babo, Amakini. It's like a bird's nest. Something which is not a picture. It looks like a picture, but sort of looks like a bird nest. That's the thing, that if you're walking, you know, I said a clown yesterday, it's not really a clown, obviously, but if you're walking, you would see something hanging down, and, it would get your attention, even if it's above 20 amas. That's one opinion. Ki asr avdimi amar, avdimi said, amar b'mar rava, they said, so piski da'arzi, it's like pieces of wood that, like, sort of come down. My name is piski da'arzi, one who says piski da'arzi, that's good enough, which is semi-normal. Koshke and Kini, certainly Kini, because, that's really unusual, that type of design. Mandar Mekima, if you say Kini, Apiski da'arzoloi. But if a Kini works, only that works is a really strange thing that's on top to get your attention, but just some pieces of wood hanging out would not. Where it says, so it would not work. According to the one who says Piski da'arzo works, my time was Mishim to Nafish Mishke. Because they say, no, that has to be Piski da'arzo because it works because they're long. You know, they take up space, they hang down a little bit. It's not just one spot, there's some length to it. Iva, Sukkah, Nafish Mishke, Sukkah is also long. There's a lot of schach also. So why don't we say if there's a lot of schach, eventually you'll see under the 20 hamas. Ha'sukkah nafesh mashkir, komer ba'an deloi. And the button said that's not good enough. So you can have a big sukkah, and where the chances are you'll see some of the schach a little above 20, because why? Because it's a lot of schach there. Why doesn't that work? I mean, it's not just one spot, a heck of the korah is just one spot. If I miss that spot, it's it. But the sukkah, the schach on the sukkah is very, very long. No, it's different. It's these types of boards are important. They're chashev. People would know about it. People hear about it. There's these boards hanging down. You can't watch out. So that's why it would work for the Mamasra as the extra hecker in order to make sure that a person knows where the mavo ends. Okay, let's continue. Mixes kura besuch estrim. So we said the kura has to be 20 amasai. Now we have a very technical question. Mixes kura b'tzorich esrim, mixes kura l'malam esrim. Let's say some of the kura is above 20, and some of the kura is below 20. So it's almost like on the 20 amma mark, with a little bit under 20. So you have 19 and 10 inches. The kura is 4 inches, and the kura is 4 inches. It goes from 19 and 10 inches to 20 feet and 20 ammas and 2 inches. Mixes schach b'tzorich esrim, or by schach, let's say some of the schach is under 20, or mixes schach l'malam esrim, some schach is over 20. So Amar Rabba, so what's halacha? B'mavoi kosher, by mavoi it's good enough, it's kosher. B'sukkah pasul, b'sukkah is pasul. Maishna b'mavoi to kosher, why by mavoi it would be kosher? D'amrina and kolosh, you could basically just pretend like the part over 20 is not there. Kolosh means almost like wipe away. You could scatter it. Just pretend like the top of the again, part of the curve is above 20, but who cares about that part? That has to be, mava has to be under the, kura has to be under 20 amas. You have part of the kura under 20 amas. Some of the kura is above 20 amas. Just scatter it. Pretend it's not there. So that's why mava is kosher, but sukkah is pasel. Whereas, sukkanami lema kolosh. Why don't you say anything by sukkah also? Just scatter the schach and pretend like all the schach is under 20. Where it says, ikalash, if you're going to scatter the schach and take away some of that schach, have a chamasim rumi tzalasa. Well, if you're going to scatter the schach and pretend it's not there, you're not going to have enough schach. Again, I need all that schach there to cause enough shade. If you're going to scatter some of the schach, it'll be chamas and rumi tzalasa, there'll be more shade than sun. Gemara says, wait a second, hachinami, but by the kura also. Ikalash, if you take away part of the kura, then the kura is going to be very, very small, very thin, and the kura has to be a certain thickness. Ikalash to have the current he taught beruach is could be swayed in the wind. It's too light. If it's too light, it's also not good. El akorach ognasu kishvudin shomachis. So you have to say that the schach, that the korah, even the area above 20 is there, and it makes it like it's a strong beam, which is kosher for korah. So you'd have to say the same thing. You can't just ignore that schach above 20. You have to say the schach is there. It causes more shade than sun. So let's ruba. So bottom line is, why are you saying that a mavo is kosher and the schach is and sukkah is pasul? You're going to have to say by both that it's physically there.
So Amar Rabbi Mefazika, sukkah deliyachidhi. No, here's the difference. A sukkah is made for individuals. Loi mitkar.
A person's not going to remember that his schach is really, really on the verge. Yes, kosher by 20, by a little bit under 20, but you have to make sure that all the schach stays in its right place. If some of the schach falls, the schach which is on the lower end falls or gets moved around and gets moved above 20, you're going to have a problem. So since sukkah is made for an individual, you really got to keep your eyes on it. So if it's for an individual, he might just forget. That's why it's puzzle. Mavoi de la rabim, many people use a mavoi. So one part mitkur adari, people are going to remember and remind each other to keep an eye on that korah that doesn't get above any more above and stays where it is exactly.
Ravina sover the opposites. Ravina sover no sukkah deraisach mir berabon. Sukkah is deraisach mir machmir.
They don't allow schach to be a little bit below 20, a little bit above 20.
Mavoi derabon lach mir berabon, but mavoi is only derabon. We are not going to be machmir on if as long as part of it's below 20. That's one version. Rav Adar b'masni maslar shmeisa de Rabbi Ibcha. He learned at the opposite. Amar Rabbi b'mavai pasi pasi de mavai b'sukkah k'sher sukkah kosher. Maishna sukkah k'sher. Why is the sukkah kosher? Darmin and kolosh. We're going to do the Gemara backward now. Because you scattered away the schach. So this all the so the above schach. So all the schach is below 20. It's good. Mavai namalei mekolosh. By mavai also just take away the higher part of the beam. Ikolosh have the koron tias beruch. If you scatter away, then it's like a beam which is not heavy at all and could be blown in the wind. So what do you mean? If you scattered away the top of the schach, then you don't have enough schach and more sun than shade. You're going to have to say it's like there's more shade than sun and the schach is really there. You're going to have to say that the schach is really there. It's like a metal beam and therefore it's heavy, it's sturdy.
So again, bottom line is, what's the difference between the two? If someone's below 20 and someone's above 20, why are you saying that a sukkah is kosher and a mavai is pasul?
Amar mir fazika, sukkah deliyachir hi rami nafshi.
Sukkah, it's only up to you. It's your sukkah, your private sukkah. You got to make sure your sukkah is kosher. You're going to do it. So we're less concerned here by a sukkah, which is only one person.
Umidgar, you're going to remember, mavai de la rabim,
here's the opposite logic. Since mavai is a public, it's not my responsibility, it's your responsibility. No one's going to be truly responsible. That's what we pasul by a mavai.
Some chiyad are going to rely on each other. V'loy mitkri, they're not going to remember. The Amar Inchi people say kedere to be should be a pot owned by two people. Lochamivi lochariri will never be heated, never be cooled because I'll say yeah, he's going to do it for me. You'll say I'll do it for me.
So here, this far is, it's worse to have something that relies on more people because everyone just leave it to somebody else and they won't constantly check the mavoi.
So the mavoi is possible. Ravina Amar Ravina said sukkah deraisa loboy chizik. No
sukkah, which is deraisa. Everyone knows you need a kasha sukkah. So I'm constantly checking it. If I constantly check it, we could say it's kosher since some is below 20.
Mavi drabanan, mavi don't drabanan. Boy, chizik. Mavi drabanan needs chizik.
It's drabanan, people are going to think it's lightly. So therefore, and not take it seriously. Therefore, we need to pass a mavoi if the kor, part of the kor is above 20, even though part of the kor is also below 20.
My havi la. So we have two versions. Mavoi is more machmer, sukkah is more machmer, different reasons behind both. My havi la, what's the psak halacha? Rabba bar ula amar zev zev pasul.
The mava and the sukkah are both pasul.
Rabba amar zev zev kosher. The mava and the sukkah are both kosher. Okay. Why? Give them a base. Cholel sukkah tnan. Why? Because they're both kosher. Because when we said 20 amas, the whole is 20.
So I could have a whole up to 20, and the korah could be like 20 and, not inches, obviously, 20 and a drop, as long as the hole could be up to 20. I mean, I don't need to put the mavoi within the 20 amas. The hole of the doorway could be 20, and that's kosher. So here, since the mavoi, the kor drops a little bit below 20, it's good enough. And that's chalos sukkah tanan, chalos mavoi tanan by sukkah also. Sukkah could be 20 amas high, and as long as the hole is 20 amas, it's not more than 20 amas, it's kosher. So in this case, the hole is not more than 20 amas, and there is some schach that goes below 20 amas. We say it's okay because of that reason. Okay, Tanan. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava. Tani de Mesailach. I have proved to you that we said Zev is a kosher. Mava shugavor master mama yoisim repesul shehechel. You have a mava which is 20 amas higher than the omer of the hechel. Your mai has to be smaller. The hechel gufa cholo esrim, and the hechel itself was a hole of 20. So what do we see? It's very clear that you have up to a hole of 20, and therefore it would be kosher for the mavoi. Aseir simi baravler of papa kates and hayoise. How would they make them the kara for the mavoi? Mania kara misfas esrim ulamata. Put the beam by 20 and a little below. So what do we see? It sounds like the beam has to be a little bit lower than 20. Whereas no aim ulamala. No, above 20. I have a halamata 20, but the Brisa says lamata under. No halkumashwan de lamata kalamala. No. So Rashi explains that no, the real way to read the Brisa is has to be lamala me esrim, like Rava said, a little bit above 20. And lamata also in your minimum measurement of 10 tefachim, we know also it has to be 10, the minimum shear is 10 tefachim high. When you're doing 10 tefachim high, also lamata, meaning the lower level of measurements, put the beam the same way, which is leave a 10 tefachim space. Mala mala chalal asrim, just like up top the hole could be 20, av lamata chalal asara, you have to have a hole of 20. I mean, if I put the beam, 10, if I put the beam a little bit below the 10 tefachim, then the hole is not big enough, it's not a kosher Pesach. So that's what it means, lamata. But really, you put in the beam a drop above, the hole is 20, and the beam is above, like Rava said, and also going down, and the shirim that are 10 tefachim high, minimum 10 tefachim, it also has to be above that 10 tefachim mark to make sure you have a hole of 10 tefachim. Okay, switching discussions now a little bit. And this end of today's daf and tomorrow's daf as well, talk about the different shiurim, about the amma. Now the introduction is that how big is an amma? An amma is an amma, right? 1 foot and a half, 18 inches, 24 inches. So basically, an amma is either 5 or 6 tefachim. We have different opinions about how big an amma is. Could be 5 tefachim, could be 6 tefachim. For some halachas, it may use a 5 tefach amma. For some halachas, it may use the 6 tefach halacha, lechumros, lechulos. We're going to see that right now. That's going to be the discussion right now. But that's the basis. Amar Abaye Mishmeret Rav Nachman. So we're going to start today Abaye's version of Rav Nachman. Amma sukkah amas mavoi ba amma bas shisha, bas chamisha. So the amma of a sukkah and the amma of a mavoi ba amma bas chamisha, they have to use these smaller 5 ammas, 5 tefachim amma. So again, so if I use 20 ammas height with a 5 tefach amma, so then it can only be 100 tefachim high. Kalayim, mehuchas kalayim, in terms of how far away things have to be between each other to plan. But amma bas shisha, we're going to use a 6 tefachim amma to be machmir, because we don't want kalayim mixing with each other. So we're going to use a wider amma. Basically, we're going to be machmir. Machmir, the sukkah can't be super high, but be machmir that the distance between planting should be a little bit farther. So that's going to use a 6 tefachim amma. So what halacha do we say that a mova using the 5 tefachim amma legavoya for a tight lepirtzah anytime there's a break in the wall? Mova lepirtzah mova for the a break in the mova. Iva ika meshach mova ba'arba amas. But there's another halacha where the one I was going to talk about where you have basically a. A certain length of an amma, tomorrow's daf, basically how much you have to dig out of the amma to make it kosher, to make it not. So there, you know, as long as you have 4 ammas, it's okay. It makes the mavoi kosher. So there, using a smaller amma would be a leniency, because we're saying it doesn't have to be that big of a cutout. So there, that halach would be a leniency. Dila kula, that's a leniency. So where's the command? I'm Robert Tvachim. No, there's 2 opinions over there. If the cutout has to be 4 amas or 4 tvachim, so you're going to go with the opinion it could be 4 tvachim. So therefore, it's not going to come out to a leniency in the amas. That's one answer. That yes, for the leniency in hukas mava, we won't use a small amma. Yibais ema ba'arba amas. Really, he holds not like it's 4 tvachim. The cutout is 4 amas. Rov amas kamar. I didn't mean every amma. And Hilchas Mavo uses the 5 tefachim model. Some do, some don't. If it's going to be a chumrah, we'll use it. If it's going to be a kula, we obviously won't. Amma sukkah. What about Abay sukkah? But Amma bas chamisha l'may hilchah. So what halacha does it tell me by a sukkah, which we said could use a 5 tefachim amma, l'chumrah, l'goyva, the height can only be certain height, doifin akuma, if you want to bend the wall, using doifin akuma.
which is when the schach on the wall, you have pasul schach, you could use some of the schach as the wall. I have ikah meshach sukkah ba'arba amas to the kula, but we have another leniency in terms of the minimum shear of a sukkah. There's an opinion we're going to learn. The shear sukkah has to be the minimum shear is 4 amas. So here, if I use a smaller amah, it comes out to be a leniency. My sukkah doesn't have to be that big. It could be a smaller sukkah. It could be 20 tefachim instead of 24 tefachim. The Tanya, Rebbe said, O sukkah she'ein ba'dal amas, ba'dal amas psula, has to be 4 by 4 amas. So here, using the smaller amah would be a leniency. Rabbanan, no, he holds like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi. The Amar afilo ina machzekas al rosh of rubo shulchano. A shir sukkah is not 4 by 4 amas. The shir sukkah is just you and your chair and your table, nothing to do with amas. So therefore, we do not find a leniency in sukkah by using the small amah. Vibaisema, or you could say leolam Rabbi relits Rabbi of rov amas kamar. And again, same idea. Nachma didn't say every amah for sukkah and every amah for mavo need to be the smaller amah. He only said it when it's going to be a chumrah. He never said it when it would be lenient. So when in a lenient case, we basically always going to be machmir. We're going to use a smaller amah to be machmir, and the bigger amah also to be machmir. Amas kalayim, amas bas shisha l'mayhil. So what halacha are there by kalayim? Again, we said amas sukkah, amas mava, and amas kalayim. Sorry, amas sukkah and amas mava use a 5 tefachim amah, and kalayim use a 6. So my hilk said the karachas of karam, ulamachal of karam. When you're making different, planting different patches of vegetables within each other, or next to like next to a fence, or next to another someone else's yard, it's non. Following brisa, karachas of karam means translation is balding. You're balding the karam, which means you're gonna have different plantations and in one field, and so basically you can't plant on top of each other. You have spaces in between. Beishamam esim v'arba amas. You could plant 24 amas away. Uvesila oimim sheshesri amas, 16 amas away. That's the karachas akarim. That's when you plant the base in the middle. You carve out a box. You have a space in the middle of 24 by 24, 16 by 16, and then you're going to plant in the middle. Umachal akarim, what's the machal akarim? Beishamam sheshesri amas, 16 amas away from the wall, a fence where there's another person's property on the side. Beishamam oimim shnemesri amas, 12 amas. Ezi karachas akarim, we're going to explain what's karachas akarim. Karam shechar emtsiyosev, a vineyard where you completely uprooted everything in the middle. Ain sham shemesri amas lo yavizel sham. If there isn't 16 amas across, don't bring any plantings there. Hay sham shemesri amas. There's 16 amas. Nosen lo kedei avodaso. You just leave over space to make sure to get the plows around vizareya, and then you can plant in the middle. Hamus of the rest. So you leave space in order to allow you to use the plow around, could have also the plow could get around, and the rest leave in the middle. Edu machol karam, what's machol karam? Ben karam legeto, tina karam and a fence. Ancient shemesh yamas, there isn't 12 amas, le yovi zer l'sham, don't bring any seeds there. Hayashem shemesh yamas, if you're 12 away, no snow could have also, then again, you leave the amount of space to be able to walk through and to plow, vizir as a shah, and then you could plant the rest. Vaikar, so what do we see? We get him, so vaikaloyim, we're going to be machmir. And use the bigger amah to be farther away. Va'ika ritzufim, but there's another lach in kalayim of ritzufim. How much plants do I have to have in a row that's considered like a full vineyard, and then I can't plant something else? But arba amas is 4 amas worth of 4 amas worth of plantings, vegetation, and then it's considered. And then it's considered to be a karam or not. This non-karam under 2 apogos merabah amas. If you have less than 4 amas, I mean up to 4 amas, less than 4 amas, Rabbi Shimon Oymer, any karam. It's not a karam, it's less than 4 amas. It's not called a karam, you can plant something next to it. Cham Oymer karam, Cham say, no, it's a karam. So what do we see? According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, sorry, Verona says, so I'm kila enam, and you could view everything else in the middle like it's not there. It was less than 4 amas, so the other things are insignificant. But what do we see? We see that if I'm going to use a smaller amah, I could have up to 4 amas. I could have, sorry, if I'm going to use a bigger amah here, what's kalam, use a bigger amah, it's going to be leniency. I could have 23 tefachim worth of planting that's not called a karam, as opposed to 19 worth if I use a smaller amah. So we see using the bigger amah here is going to be a leniency. The rabbanon, the amri harvi karam is called a karam. So here again, we'll go like not shita Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he'll be lenient, but Chacham will say no, it will still be a karam in this case, less than 4 amas, and therefore it doesn't matter which amah you use, you'll always consider it a karam, even with the bigger amah or smaller amah, it won't make a difference. Iba is Emil and Rabbi Shimon of Rav Amas Kamar, and he didn't mean all amas. Again, he only meant a majority of the amas. Obviously, we'd only use amas l'chumra, not l'kula. So that was all the sheet of Rav Nach of Abai, the name of Rav Nachman. All Amas go with six. Sorry, go with five. Or Amas Sukkah and Mavi go with five. And Kalayim goes with six. Rav has made Rav Nachman Amar. Rav has another version of Rav Nachman Amar. Kol Amas Amas Bashisha. No, everything is six. Ela halalu shoich kreis v'halalu atzvois. Some are tighter Amas. And some are looser. Shoichkeis are more looser, like happy to be loose. Halo atzvos, those are said, they're tighter. I mean, you have your fist. Your fist is an amma. You could squish your fist together to make it smaller, tighter. Or you could leave it in its natural sense to be a little bit wider. Very, very similar. Not a whole tefach difference. A few, I don't know, maybe millimeters per each of your tefachim. So all ammas go with a six amma mark. Just Sukkah and Mavoi, to be machmir, we're going to do tighter amas, and Kalayim, we're going to do looser amas in order to be more machmir there. We'll stop over here. Gemara is going to continue a little bit tomorrow discussing machlokas of Nachman, Abai and Rava, about what the correct opinion of Rav Nachman is. But amas, is it five versus six, or loose versus tight?